This episode of Travel Today with Peter Greenberg is brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Sign up today at www.audiblepodcast.com/travel today to get a free audiobook and 30-day trial.
Now back to Peter Greenberg.
33 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you from the SLS Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. If you can't get through on the phones, you know the drill. You email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We're coming from the SLS Hotel, and whenever we come to Vegas, I like to get our next guest on because he probably puts things in perspective for us. John Katsalamidis from the Las Vegas Sun. Tell me, what impact has this hotel, it's relatively new in its recent incarnation, of course, but the history goes back over 60 years.
Yeah, the Sahara, this is the bones of the old Sahara Hotel Casino. When the Sahara opened, long ago, it was a luxury hotel and one of the nicer places, and it, over the course of time, became kind of creaky at the end. And they
John, it didn't become kind of creaky. It was seriously creaky.
Creaky ZX.
Yeah.
And they've dumped about $420 million into it and rebranded it as the SLS, and here we are on the north side of the Strip and part of the Renaissance that is being led by this property on this in this region.
Now, there have been a lot of hotels opening in Las Vegas over the last 10 years. There was the economic debacle in 2008, which almost nailed this town. Can this town take another hotel?
Well, that we're finding that out right now, and it's not just this hotel. It's there's a couple of other major resorts on, in the offing across the street from here. We're finding that out right now. There is a school of thought, to be perfectly candid, in Las Vegas that we don't need any more hotel rooms. You know, we're trying to fill the ones we've got. And
yet, when I walked in here today, this everything looks full.
Yeah, you know, SLS is interesting. It's an interesting property because it's kind of it's a free agent type property. It's not related to any Caesars Entertainment or MGM Resorts.
I mean, they really are the new kids on the block.
And they are literally the new kids on the block. And Sam Nazarian, SBE Entertainment, that owns the place, has got a very L.A. vibe about it. And they are expecting a lot of L.A. traffic and repeat traffic from Los Angeles. And also, on the other side, of people who are locals, Las Vegas locals, who are used to the old Sahara, they want them to come in here. So they're after a dual demographic here. And I think they're trying to find their footing still with it. But, man, we are, those of us who live here are really happy to see light on this corner, I'll tell you. See some illumination, some pedestrians.
Because it was dark for a while.
It was very dark. If you were to go up to the Stratosphere 6 months ago and look down on this corner at night, it was very dark on the north end of the Strip.
So you're a happy guy that they're here.
I am happy. Yeah, you know, we like progress around here. We like to build stuff and put the lights on and welcome people to our city.
Yeah, but you don't just build stuff and put the lights on. You have to have the bells and whistles.
And this
hotel's got the bells and whistles.
Yeah, it's unique in so many ways. The food here is outstanding. Everybody agrees. All the restaurants here are great. And it's got the Fred Siegel brand, which is kind of cool for those of us who live in Las Vegas. We're not used to that.
Well, I'm just happy they've got Katsuya.
And Katsuya and Cleo and yeah. Jose Andres and The Griddle. You know, all those restaurants are terrific. So I live not too far from here, to be honest. I'm about a mile and a half away, and I spend a lot of time in
SLS. Later in the show, we're going to talk to Chef Jody from The Griddle, and I'm telling you that... that's lethal. I mean, that's breakfast that's breakfast that'll keep you in bed for a long time.
It stays with you, doesn't it?
Oh no, these are pancakes that are industrial strength, right? I mean, Amazing.
They don't have, the plates are too small for the pancakes. The pancakes are too big for the plates. One or the other. But it stays with you. You can be eating off that for 3 or 4 days.
But outside the hotel, you've got something else happening in Vegas, which is the Smith Center for the Performing Arts.
Yep, that's right. The Smith Center. A lot of people who don't live in Las Vegas don't realize that we have a performing arts center here in Las Vegas. It's world class. It's been open for a couple of years, 2.5 years, and all the touring Broadway shows that come to Las Vegas are in this at the Smith Center at Reynolds Hall, 2,050 seats. And we're getting ready for Pippin right now. We're all fired up about Pippin.
But the good news is you have options now, right?
Right.
It's not just going to the shows at the hotels and the casinos. You can actually go see some Broadway shows as well.
Yeah, the problem with the Strip entertainment here in the entertainment capital of the world is we tried Broadway on the Strip.
And it didn't work. It did not work.
We don't sit still long enough when people visit Las Vegas. You know, it's 90 minutes.
So the Smith Center is really for the locals.
It is. And
the smart people. How about that?
People who have some patience and aren't here for 3 days and two nights and are going to try and jam everything in.
Yeah.
You know, that we've had Book of Mormon come through here. We've had Wicked come through here. The Kinky Boots National Tour debuted here, premiered in Las Vegas. We had The Tempest, which is produced by Teller, started at the Smith Center, and it's produced by Teller? Yes, Penn and Teller. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, that play started in a tent in the Symphony Park, which is right across from the Smith Center, and had a run of 5 weeks, and it went back to back to Boston for a run, and to Southern California.
Who knew?
Yeah, it's rooted here, and it might. You never know. They're in negotiations for New York. That's something we haven't reported yet, but they're looking at putting it on Broadway right now.
Not bad.
And it started here at the Smith Center.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Off Broadway.
We're the office Broadway. It was quite a night when it opened there. It had helicopters outside. There was a surveillance thing going on right here in Las Vegas, and they were having this play go on inside the tent. It was wild.
And who showed up?
Most of the audience were people who lived here.
See?
You know, on that night when I went.
And that's what you want to do when you come to any city, not to mention just Las Vegas. You go with the locals.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right?
And, yeah, these were people who were season, you know, ticket holders.
I mean, even if you're staying here at the SLS, go to Katsuya one night, but then go out off the strip to those great little Japanese and Korean restaurants way off the strip, right?
Mm-hmm.
Way out on Tropicana.
Right. You can head west on Sahara and you can just, you'll find them.
Yes,
yeah, Osaka was one of them. Yes.
John Katsulamidis from the Las Vegas Sun. Hey, man, thanks as always for joining us.
Anytime, my friend.
I'll see you for the under the tent.
All right, on.
Back right after this.